on the rocket attacks. I'm calling it the Baghdad. The Israelis and the U.S. are going with a Baghdad Bob approach. Some of you old timers will remember Baghdad
Yeah.
Bob.
Fill us in.
Yeah, from 2003, that the Iraqis had a guy named Baghdad Bob that was just full of bullshit. Maybe you recall. And that's what it kind of feels like the U.S. is doing. And I've assembled winterwatch.net. If you want to watch all, you want to watch all the rocket attacks, I've got quite an assemblage of it, kind of a
Hey,
roll, a
why
roll out of it.
don't I, let me make you host and you give us share some of that, Russell.
You want to look at some of them? Yeah, I mean,
I love.
let's set it. Okay, let's set it up by saying that first the U.S. had their first presser, and I was kind of watching all this last night, my time, because this is what was going on in the Eastern Hemisphere. The presser comes out and says, no damage has been done. Well, that's your first Baghdad Bob routine right
Right,
there.
absurd.
An hour later, all this stuff's being assembled online, and you can just see the co concussions on the ground. They particularly hit a couple air bases pretty hard. Now, I don't know if they've taken out a bunch of planes or not. There's sort of claims that they took out some aircraft. I don't know if that's true or not. But finally, this morning when I got up, all of a sudden Israel saying, "Yeah, they hit our bases." And when Netanyahu came on, he denied it. So he was the second Baghdad Bob.
Russ, I made you a host. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Victor.
Jews may use lies to circumvent the non-Jews. Remember that. It's in the Talmud.
Russ,
Yeah,
are you going
we can
on to
watch a,
the winter
yeah, we can
watch?
watch some of this. Let me set it up.
And Mossad says, "By deception, we shall wage war." So Baghdad Bob is like the regular for Mossad.
David, have a prayer that exonerates him from lying to the goyim. I mean, by God.
It's good
Yes.
Okay, there's something else that happened last night. There's two U.S. destroyers in the Eastern Mediterranean launched what are called SM-3 ballistic missiles. And
U.S.
at that,
destroyers launch missiles?
yeah. But the problem was that Israel was being kind of overwhelmed. First, I think Hezbollah did the round. They kind of hit him with Hezbollah. A lot of those are shot down. It kind of uses up the
Yeah.
Iron Dome. But the reloading of the Iron Dome is not automatic. You got your ammunition has got to be some distance away. So you got to truck it in, quickly reload it, and then that gives the Iranians time to slip in with their more advanced missiles. And I don't
Yeah.
even I'm, we're, the big question is how many of the hypersonics did they use? I don't think they used very many.
No, they're holding back on that. They're
Yeah.
waiting. They want the Iron Dome to be depleted, and that's when they're going to strike. Let me tell you something. These guys are not fools. They've been very patient. So, yeah, this is going to be, I mean, we're already in World War III, but this is going to drag the U.S. into a state. And you notice how it's right before the election. And also, you notice how it's the timing with the Diddy thing. Because the real focus should be on the human trafficking and the child trafficking and the stuff that Joaquim has found out. But they're now shifting our focus to the Middle East.
But I love Joaquin's point that the Arabs are fighting at a higher moral ground, that they're really
Yeah.
doing military targets, are acting in accordance with international law and the laws of war, whereas the Israelis are indiscriminately killing everyone they can. I mean, it's just outrageous. Russ, if you can get us on to look at some of your
Yeah,
videos.
okay. Then, so to finish the destroyer story, they launched 12 of these SM-3 ballistic missiles. Well, you know how many?
And who did they launch them? I mean, what against what target were they launched?
They're interceptors.
To intercept the
Yeah,
targets.
that, that, yeah.
Okay.
Those are they're very, very effective interceptors. Well, guess
Yeah,
how
but they're
many?
also fantastically expensive. You know what I
Well,
mean?
let me
That's
give you the punchline. You know how many SM-3 missiles the United States produces each year?
Tell us.
12. Holy
They part of your
cow.
supply? They part of your supply?
May have some up in Poland, but they kind of need those for the Ukrainians and the Russians. So, we've been talking about this all. I've been talking about it on podcasts all year.
Russ, notice, Russ, they've left the United States completely vulnerable. If they've only got 12 of those interceptors, meanwhile, they've got Russian subs off the coast of Alaska, California, Florida. And so when you know, attack comes to the United States, the U.S. is going to be caught with its pants down by design.
Okay, I'll take over here and try to show you this stuff.
But you want to do the screen share.
Okay. Then I got to do the entire screen, and I got to remember to close down our page. It's very awkward for me, but I guess I would do it enough times.
By the way, the U.S. was under attack this week with the weather warfare. That whole situation, that was not a
Clearly,
natural disaster.
geoengineering. Russ is going to have to rejoin. He inadvertently shut himself off. Joaquin, further thoughts of yours?
My sense, and I think a lot of people's sense, we've been anticipating some kind of false flag before the election. And I think it's going to happen this month. I'm certain because the United States, Israel, and Ukraine are, as Russ say, they're getting their ass kicked. It's all three ways around, and they can't last too much longer. They're going to have to do something real desperate. And I think that's going to be a false flag, and it's going to blame those guys, the enemies. And we're going to get involved into the kinetic part of World War III. That's my overall sense of what's coming.
I'm trying to get Russ back in, but I made him host and then he disappeared, so I was taking back host to get him in, but we'll have to see. Go ahead, Victor Hugo.
Joaquin, were you aware of the connection that Sam Bankman-Fried is in the same jail cell area as Sam Bankman-Fried in Brooklyn? And again, notice the connection between Club 11 and Michael Simpkins. I had a guest on my show this week, and we were noticing that what this is doing is it's exposing the Jewish mafia and the Jewish mafia's control over the music industry, Hollywood, and also the concert venues, because that's how they influence the culture. And that's what they've been trying to do. They've been trying to demoralize the United States. They've been trying to pervert the United States. And now we're in this situation where they're going to create a kinetic war. And so it's a perfect recipe for disaster. And again, that hurricane that nobody's helping these people. There are people that are still on the roof, and there's entire towns that are wiped out. I mean, it's just clearly obvious that the war is in the United States, and the victims of all this are the American citizens, the taxpayers. They're paying for their own demise.
All that money going out to Ukraine and Israel, it's just, it's monstrous what they're doing.
Biden
And
actually
they're
told the
clearly
people.
neglecting our own people.
And Biden's actually telling the people hit with a disaster, we don't have any money for you. It's so insulting. Russ, host again.
Lahaina,
Okay.
Hawaii people only got $700. Can you imagine? Meanwhile, the illegal aliens, the sleeper cells that are in the United States, are getting $20,000 a month. The poor people from Lahaina only got $700, and nobody's talking about that. And they just had the settlement for the people in East Palestine, Ohio. I think the lawyers are going to get the most of it, but I think it was something like $30 million or some ridiculous low fee that they settled for. Meanwhile, these people's lives have been destroyed. It's just. The United States has become such a Sodom and Gomorrah, and on the world stage, they see it.
So
Russ, that's another.
it looks like they cut me off right as I was showing you that. You didn't see any of it, did you?
No, we didn't
No,
see it.
the
Just
Jews don't
disappeared.
want you showing it.
Almost the exact second that I
Yes,
started showing that.
try it again. Can you
You
do it
want to
again?
see if they do it again? Okay, let's just test this and see if that's what they do. See if
Thank you,
there's some
Jonathan
kind of
Greenblatt.
interference.
It's the Israeli Defense Force, Russell. They're watching this podcast.
I'm kind of having some problems with the software on this to
Yeah, of
share it.
course. Yes, no doubt.
You know, I'll tell you what, this is going big time and all this stuff.
All right,
This is.
well, I'll reclaim host and show. I've got some footage I think I can
Okay.
show. Let me see what
Yes,
I got.
People think this is just a joke, but this is part of the information warfare. And like Joachim noted in his article, it's on steroids right now. They don't want us to know what's really going on.
Really is. The Twitter is getting very, very strange. It's kind of hard to find the good, reliable sites. The IDF is threatening people with punishment if they put anything on social media on what they witnessed last night.
Yeah, and I can tell you, these Russians are not afraid at all. Boy, they feel confident. I feel so safe and secure here. Well, look at that. I mean, and a lot of those are just a fake. That's the whole thing. They figured out how to get around the Iron Dome system by sending off these crappy little bombs that are like just decoys.
They're like the dummy decoys.
Yeah, and they're sending them out of Jordan.
Because they don't really know what Iran's going to throw at them. They're used to
No.
dealing with Hezbollah and kind of attacking and shooting them down. And then here comes
Yeah,
Hezbollah
yeah.
attack, and they're thinking, oh, well, it's another Hezbollah attack. And then, boom, here comes the Iranians.
And they're
So
not stupid.
they
The
may not be able to
left
repeat
jab and the
that.
right jab, you know? Yeah,
exactly. So they're in between some of the decoys. They've got some of the real ballistic missiles, but they still haven't used the hypersonic yet. They're saving that for later. Meanwhile, Trump's being exposed as well. The things he's been saying.
But
Wow.
anybody that thinks claims that they didn't get hit or they shot down 98% of these projectiles is really delusional. This just didn't happen.
80% got through. 80% got. They only shot down
And
20%.
eventually we're going to see some satellite imagery, or we're going to see some drone footage from Hezbollah or Iran itself. They're going to show what they hit, and then Baghdad Bob is going to be exposed again.
What's weird is going to be seeing how the United States of Israel handle the victimization that Israel's going to present. They're going to claim again that they are somehow the victims of this, when they've been the aggressors and they've been the ones who have been perpetrating this. So what did they expect? That the world was just going to sit back and keep letting them punch them in the face without a reaction?